Jubilant Palestinians poured into the streets of the West Bank and Gaza Strip when news of the agreement reached in Mecca was announced. Firing automatic weapons in the air, they celebrated an end to fighting that had killed more than 100 Palestinians since December. Hamas and Fatah had been feuding for months in a bitter power struggle that erupted after Hamas won legislative elections last year and took control of the Palestinian Authority. In the days since the agreement was signed, there has been speculation as to which faction gained the most in Mecca. Under the agreement, Hamas will lead the unity government and will have a veto over who will become interior minister, responsible for overseeing Palestinian security forces. The agreement also does not pledge to recognize Israel, something international donors say is necessary if the new government wants normal relations and a resumption of donor aid. Ali Jabawi is a political science professor at Berzeit University in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Jabawi says the Mecca talks were not about solving the Arab-Israeli conflict or even about achieving a long-term solution to the Palestinian political crisis, but instead had a simpler goal, to end Palestinian fighting.
I think that neither party has won Hamas and Fatah. I think that it's an agreement to stop the internal fighting, and I hope that it will stick, because this is the only way that the internal fighting is going to stop.
Israeli officials have given the agreement a cautious welcome, saying it does not go far enough. Yossi Alfer, who edits BitterLemons.org, a web-based publication that examines the Arab-Israeli conflict, says Israelis also want to see an end to Palestinian fighting.
There may be a few Israelis who think that if Palestinians are attacking one another, this is somehow good for us. I think most of us feel that anarchy in the West Bank and or Gaza is bad for Israel, because it simply denies us even the possibility of finding a stable and eventually relatively moderate a partner with whom we can make deals or get into a peace process. And because it threatens to bring the entire structure of the Palestinian Authority down in collapse.
Alfer says if that were to happen, Israel would be forced to intervene in the Palestinian territories to avert a humanitarian crisis. Yossi Alfer also says many Israelis welcomed the Mecca talks because they reinvigorated Arab diplomatic efforts that could counter Iranian efforts to gain ascendancy in the Middle East.
It seems fairly plain that this is part of a broader Saudi diplomatic and strategic move to assert or reassert its leadership of the moderate Sunni Arab countries as part of its overall concern about Iranian incursions into the region, and in this specific case into the Levant, and in supporting and even arming and training Hamas. So at a certain level, this is an anti-Iranian move led by a relatively moderate pro-Western Sunni country, and that works to Israel's benefit.
Yossi Alfer says it is too early to tell which Palestinian faction gained more from the Mecca talks, but he says Hamas has begun to moderate some of its more extreme positions, agreeing in Mecca, for example, to respect previous peace agreements between Israel and the Fatah-led PLO. Ali Jabari of Berzeit University agrees, saying Hamas is likely to prove a flexible partner in a unity government with Fatah when it comes to meeting some of the requirements of the international community.
Well, I think that Hamas has come a long way in moderating its previous position. Now Hamas talks about the Palestinian state in 1967 borders. So I think that there is a chance that this government is going to work within the laid conditions by the international community. I'm not sure if they're going to come and acknowledge that. But in the program, in their work, I think that they're going to at least respect the international conditions.
A key test of that will come soon when Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas meets with U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Mr. Abbas will try to convince Israel and the United States, as well as other members of the international community, that the new Palestinian government will be able to meet all three conditions for normal relations and a resumption of economic assistance, recognition of Israel, a renunciation of violence, and respect for previous peace agreements between Israel and the Palestinians. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.